ध्यायामो धवलावकुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्ठिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मदसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकाम् ईश्वरीम्. We are discussing the thousand names of Devi as found in Lalita Sahasranama. Today we will discuss the six namas, starting from 169th nama till the 175th nama. So we have been learning the Nirgunam aspect of Devi. Nirgunam aspect of Devi is Devi. Devi as the substratum of the illusory world. Devi as Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. That is what is Nirgunam aspect. And we may think, Nirgunam, does the Shastra, do the scriptures speak about Brahman as Nirgunam? Anaditva Nirgunatvat Paramatmayam Avyayah. In Gita 13th chapter, Krishna uses two words to qualify or speak about Brahman or Paramatma. So, anadityat nirgunatvat paramatmayam avyayah. The Paramatma is avyayam, immutable, because anadi, he doesn't have any beginning and he is nirgunam. So, the scriptures do speak about Brahman as nirgunam, without any quality, that which cannot be qualified, that which cannot be attributed, because there is nothing else apart from Brahman to attribute. We have learned that in the previous namas. So here Hagriva or the namas continue. The next few namas are again with respect to Kama Krodha Lobha Moham. So the next nama is Om Nirlobhaye Namaha. I'm sorry, we are not discussing from 169 to 175. We are discussing from 170 to 175, the six namas. Om Nirlobhaye Namaha. Lobham. So Lobham is another of the Kamadi Doshas, Kalmasham, one of the Kalmasham. So Lobham means greed, being very greedy. So greediness is part of human life. Humans are greedy. Not only humans, all animals or all beings are greedy, except those who have realized. So this greediness is due to not understanding one's nature of infinite or Purna Vastu. So since the Purna Vastu is not known, everything else is apurnam. So in that apurnam, we will have seek more and more and more and more. We will want more and more. We would think, oh, I am a person who just I'm going to various ashrams. I am a person who has spiritual values, and I don't crave like other people, but still desire, or this greed is a particular type of desire. Greed is a desire where we are not content with anything. So desires cannot lead us to contentment. Worldly life cannot give us contentment. Contentment is possible only through realization of that entity which can make us complete, which can make us full, which can make us perfect in all aspects. That alone can give us contentment. And that contentment, lack of contentment, is greed. So everybody is greedy except people who have realized Brahman, who have realized Devi. Everybody else is greedy with one or from one aspect or the other aspect, like from one perspective or another perspective, they are greedy because they seek something or the other. And if we worship Devi as pervading the entire world, Devi as the only reality behind the entire world, behind the illusory world, even as the dreamer is the substratum of the dream world, similarly, when a person worships Devi as the consciousness, the chit inside us, which pervades the entire world, which is the substratum of the illusory world, then Om Lobha Nashinyai Namaha. Devi becomes Lobha Nashini. Devi gets rid of greed. So gets rid of greed means such a person will be content. Whatever Atmanyeva cha santushtaha, is content with his own self. He is happy in his own self. He is content with whatever is there. Whatever is there, as Janaka says in Yoga Vasishta, na abhivanchami asampraptam na sampraptam tyajamyaham. Swachyatmani tishtami yanmamastu tadastu me. I want seek na abhivanchami asampraptam, asampraptam, whatever I don't have, na abhivanchami, I will not try to seek that. And that doesn't mean that, okay, I will renounce everything. I will not renounce whatever I have. I will not seek new things. I will not renounce what I have. Swachyatmani tishtami. I will remain as the pure Atman. In mamastu tadastu me. Whatever may happen, let it happen. I will still remain the self. I will remain the Atman. I will remain as Brahman. I'll be content with whatever we have. So contentment is very tough to achieve or attain in life. We'll attain contentment. We'll be content with whatever happens around us only when we realize that there is only one entity here. When we realize that there is only Brahman here, whatever is there is only an illusion in Brahman. Brahman alone exists. That is the only time when we can become content, when we are happy, when we don't have any lobham. So lobham kalmasham, another variety of thoughts in the mind is samshayam. So samshaya bhavana, or doubtful nature. Doubts arise when we are not clear about something. So doubts are also possible when there is duality. Doubts are possible only when there is duality. So Devi is Om Nissamshayayai Namaha. Nissamshaya, there is no doubt in Devi. Devi doesn't have any doubt because Devi alone exists. That is one perspective of seeing it. Another perspective is Devi doesn't have any doubt because she knows what needs to be known. So Vidyate Hriday Granthi Chidyante Sarva Samshayaha Kshiyante Chasya Karmani Tasmin drishte paravare. When a person sees paravaram, the Atman who is like residing, or Brahman who is the indwelling self in all beings, such a person, vidyate hriday granti, his hriday granti is the knots of the heart which are avidya kama karmam, that vanishes, and chidyante sarva samshayaha, all doubts vanish from his mind, kshiyante chasya karmani, karmas lose their effect on such a person. So doubts vanish in Devi because there is nothing apart from Devi, and doubts vanish because doubts are not there in Devi because Devi is very clear about the world. Devi is clear about whatever is there in the world, whatever is there at all. So there are only two entities, drig drishyau dvau padatau staha paraspara vilakshanau. Drig Brahma Drishyam Mayeti Sarva Vedanta Dindima. When we try to analyze as to what is there in the world, we'll finally end up with just two entities. One is Drik and one is Drishyam. And Drik is Brahman or consciousness, Drishyam is Maya or the entire world. So there is only Brahman and there is only Jagat. Brahman is Satyam, Jagat is Mithya. So with that, everything is known. Brahma satyam jagan mitya jivo brahma eva na paraha anena vedyam sat shastra miti vedanta dindima. Brahman is the truth, jagat or nama rupam is mitya, then who am I? I am Brahman. With this, everything is known. With this, whatever is to be known about truth, that is known. So when we know clearly as to what is to be known, then there cannot be any doubt. There is no scope for doubt when knowledge is very clear. So that is also the reason why Devi doesn't have any samshayam, because samshayas arise when we don't know Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. If we don't know Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya, we'll try to learn a lot of things in the world. The world itself is Mithya. It is an illusion. That means there will always be confusion about something or the other in the world. So confusion will go on and on and on and on. Either it will be with respect to some scriptural truth or knowledge as found in the scriptures. Knowledge in this, knowledge by knowledge, what I mean is different Vedantic concepts, which ultimately take us to Brahman. So we won't get to Brahma Tattvam. We will be confused in other things. Oh, where did the world come from? How did the world come? What is Pran and what is Hiranyagarbha? What is this? How did Panchikarnam happen? What is creation philosophy? Is it Drishti Srishti Vadam or Srishti Drishti Vadam? All those things will creep in. All those doubts, all those confusions will creep in if we don't remember Brahman, because those confusions are always there, because they are part of the world, because the world is an illusion. And if we worship such a Devi, Devi is beyond doubt. There is no doubt in Devi. There is no doubt about Brahman. We can also see it from this perspective, that there is no doubt about Brahman, because Brahman alone exists, and it's very clear. It's crystal clear. Or whatever the Shastras speak about Brahman, it is very clear. Brahman is that which pulsates in each one of us as I exist, I exist. Brahman is a substratum of the world, that world which is Namarupam, which is an illusion like the dream world. So it's very clear, Brahman is Sachidanandam. It exists, it is conscious of its existence, and it is blissful or perfect in all aspects. So there is no doubt regarding Brahman, and a person who worships Brahman, as the Upanishad says, Siddhyante Sarva Samshayaha, a person who worships Devi in this aspect, Om Samshayagnyai Namaha, Samshayagni. So Devi burns all doubts. All doubts vanish if we worship Devi. If we worship Devi as without or beyond any doubt, that means we are clear about Devi. We are clear about Brahman. So clarity about Brahman, clarity about Brahman as Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya Jivo Brahma Evana Paraha, that clarity will in fact remove all doubts. And as Krishna says in Gita, Samshaya Atma Vinashyati, a person who has doubts, such a person will have Vinasham, he will have Nasham, he'll have no Gati at all. That means if we need Moksha, if we need Gati, then Samshayam has to vanish, which means we have to become clear about Brahman. Clarity about Brahman has to be there. So along with clarity about Brahman, Brahman or what Brahman is, we should also know as to what is Jagat or where we are now. So we are in the Jagat, that means we are in Bhava Sagaram. So Bhava has many meanings. So the next two namas are Om Nirbhavayai Namaha and Om Bhavanashinyai Namaha. Bhavanashini, Nirbhava, one who doesn't have Bhava. Bhavanashini, one who removes Bhava. So Bhava means creation, and it means birth. So Devi is without any birth, and Devi, one who worships Devi as unborn truth, that truth which is always there, such a person will get rid of birth. And Bhava Sagaram, the meaning of Bhavam or Bhava Sagaram itself is birth, the ocean of birth and death. But there are a lot of things in Bhava Sagaram, this ocean of birth and death, the cyclic chain of birth and death, causes dukkham, causes suffering. So causes sorrows and sufferings in the world. That means we are in dukkham. As long as we don't know Brahman, as long as we don't know Jagat to be mithya, we will suffer. Suffering will go on and on and on until we realize that Devi is without any suffering, and I am that Devi, which means I am also blissful. So that is what we have to do. So Nirbhava, there is no suffering, no dukkham in Devi, because Devi is unborn. Devi is not subject to birth and death. Devi is not subject to any change. That means she has to be blissful. So if we worship Devi as blissful, I am also blissful, then that means sorrows will immediately vanish. So just because sorrows vanish doesn't mean that will not encounter sorrows at the Vyavaharika level. Empirical level, we may have to face sorrows, but that sorrows will cease to be sorrows, because we will know that the entire world is only an illusion. Whatever we are playing, whatever we are doing now, is like a play. It's like a role in a drama. We will do that role to perfection as it requires. If it requires us to cry, if it requires us to shout, if it requires us to be become so excited, we will do whatever is required. But the knowledge that I am blissful, everything is only an illusion, that will take us beyond Bhavam, Bhavanashini. Devi will become Bhavanashini, remover of sorrow for such a person. So Bhavanashini doesn't mean world will vanish. Nishprapancha doesn't mean world will vanish, but it only means that there is no real world in Devi. So there is no Dukkham in Devi. If when we contemplate on Devi, when we remember Devi as Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya, we know Jagat to be Mithya, so everything will happen the same way. When we get up in the morning, we will do our activities, regular activities, we will brush our teeth, we will have bath, we will eat, have our breakfast, we will have Starbucks coffee, we will do whatever is required in life, but the knowledge that whatever we are doing is only an illusion will make us happy, make us unaffected. We will be ever blissful, remembering that whatever is happening around is just a time pass. It is a time pass. It is a mithya. It is an illusion. Let it go on. It is a play. I don't want to stop it. I don't want to break it. If this play requires me to do this, I'll do this. If this play requires me to go around the world, I'll do that. If this play requires me to become a sannyasi, I'll do that. If this play requires me not to become a sannyasi, I will not become a sannyasi. So whatever happens, I'll be blissful because I remember that Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. So Jagan Mithya, or knowledge about the world to be an illusion and Brahman to be real, that Brahman which is my own nature of consciousness, that will take us away from sorrows. And immediately, that very moment, we will become blissful. We'll be able to abide in that anandam, as Shankara says, Yogaratova, Bhogaratova, Sangaratova, Sangavihina, Yasya Brahmanivamate Chittam, Nandati, Nandati, Nandativa. Yogam or Bhogam, whatever requires, Sangam, Sangahinam, whatever is required, when sadhakas get together, there may have to be some sangam. We'll have to talk something, we'll have to get associated with people, we'll have to sing bhajans. Singing bhajans means association with people. We cannot stay away from it, we will do it. But internally, the mind is always residing on Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. The mind is contemplating on Devi as Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. And that will in turn give us anandam. So that is what is required in life. That is implementation of Vedanta. So this implementation of Vedanta means that whatever happens, a person will not be affected. That doesn't mean such a person will say, oh, I have to take care of my parents so I cannot learn Vedanta. He'll not get away from things. He will deal with things as is required because he doesn't have any attachment. So Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya, oh, I will do whatever I want, therefore I will take care of my parents. That is a wrong interpretation. Where does my parents come in? When there is Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. The moment we remember Jagan Mithya, that moment all relationships vanish. That moment everything becomes illusory. That means everything just goes on. It's a time pass. It will happen. It's a time pass. We go in a, we get into the flight. We are traveling in a flight and we just take, for time pass, time is not passing by. Therefore, what we do, we take a magazine and read it. After some time, we get acquainted with the person sitting next to us. When we get down, we forget the person's name. We forget what magazine we were reading. We forget what content we were reading. Our life should become like that. That is real Vedanta. So Vedanta or implementation of Vedanta is not telling that, oh, Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya, whatever happens, it doesn't matter. Therefore, I'll take care of my parents. The moment my parents come in, that moment Jagan Mithya vanishes. So remove parents and see if we are able to sustain, if we are able to remain blissful, that is when we know that a person is really implementing Vedanta. Whatever happens in the world, change things around us, still it will be blissful. Like Prahlada's case. His father took him to a Gurukula, still blissful. His father kept him at home, still blissful. His father told the people to throw him into the ocean, still blissful. Throw him off a cliff, still blissful. Put him on the fire, still blissful. Place him on the path where an elephant is coming and ensure that he is trampled by the elephant, still Prahlada was blissful. So that is the state. Whatever happens around, be blissful. But we cannot escape from karma. We have to do karma. Therefore, do karma and still be unaffected. Whatever happens, just remember that this is only a time pass. So it doesn't really matter where I am, what I am doing. If I am not able to implement this here, I will go to some other country and implement it. As Ramana Maharshi said, if some person with bad qualities come to my ashram, then I will get away from the place. So rather than the difference between both is very thin, so we can get deluded easily. Implementation of Vedanta is when a person is unaffected by whatever happens. He always remembers Brahma Satyam Jagat Mithya. Therefore, he does activities like a normal person, but he is not attached to the action or the fruit because of the knowledge that Jagat is only Mithya. And such a person, when such a person remembers the truth and does actions as they happen, such a person will be helped by Devi. Devi will become Bhavanashini for such a person, which means Devi will get rid of the sorrows of such a person. We'll continue in the next day. Namaskar.